I tell you what might fix that guy's problem is a wee cheese string. Like, if you haven't got mozzarella sticks in, and I'm not talking about deep fried ones, but just regular mozzarella sticks in your fridge, get them in. It's a good source of fat and protein, and it balances the brain chemistry so fast.
I agree.
Don't go too wild on it, though, if you're stressed all the time.
Have one. Have one and revisit the HALT acronym and see if there's anything else. You got one life. How you gonna use it? One life. Who you gonna be?
One life. Dream it or refuse it. If you don't use it, then it's gonna use you. Hey, everybody. I'm Gareth.
And I'm Chris. Welcome to Where's the Joy in That? The podcast where we're relentlessly positive and find the joy in unexpected places and things.
If you're looking for what Christians are meant to think, please look somewhere else. This is what we actually think. So today we're talking about stress, but we just want to say we're talking about the general stress of life. We're not getting too deep today, although we will in future podcasts be looking at that. Today we're just looking at general stress, Chris.
Yeah, if you're struggling with mental health, we're not here to offer you expert advice. In fact, we're not here to offer you expert advice on anything. We're here to give you amateur chat.
Yeah, that's right. So the journey with you.
Yeah, we're just on this journey with you. So if you are going through something in the mental health realm, definitely reach out to a professional. We can't be those guys for you, but we are here to have a good chat and a good time. Do you remember stress balls?
I do remember stress balls. Stress balls were a real 90s thing, were they?
Yeah, it obviously didn't work. Because it seems like mental health has declined per capita since the 90s. So stress ball doesn't work.
They were pink as well.
They were always pink, yeah.
We thought this topic was really important because for all of us, stress is something that we all deal with. Mental health is a huge area where we guess a lot of people don't know much about it.
Well, let's talk stress then. Gareth, what's a circumstance that you find yourself getting stressed? I mean, you're a pretty laid back fella.
I'm laid back.
But is there something that like gets you riled up?
Yeah. Oh, there's three of them. my three kids for sure. I would say whenever they are in the vicinity of my person, I'm in a constant state of stress, prepared for any object to be thrown at me, punched in any place. Or somebody else to be like doing something they shouldn't be doing, like, oh, I'm taking the hoverboard, but I'm actually going straight towards your glassware.
Do you know what's something that actually gets me really stressed and can contribute a lot is if the room is too hot.
Oh, yeah.
The anger and stress levels just rise for no reason at all. And I'm like kind of cycling through the inventory of like, well, are these people being annoying or like, is my job getting harder? And really all that's happening is the AC hasn't kicked in and it's creating a great deal of trauma to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, growing up, my dad never had a shirt on.
Huh.
As a matter of fact, one of my friends, Johnny Jackson, whenever he was about 23, said to me, you know, I've never called at your door and your dad has answered with his top on. And I guess I grew up in that environment, so I'm exactly the same. I always have my shirt on. So, and it's to stop me getting stressed because I feel like I'm getting angry and the only thing I can do to solve this problem is to take clothes off.
That is 100% true. I find actually in the car, I have to keep it at about, like, whatever the lowest is, it's always there for me because otherwise the traffic will get to me. And also, for a musician, I'm very triggered by music.
Right, yes.
Like, if there's music on in the car, like, there's only very occasionally a sweet spot. Like, if you're on some kind of motorway or something and it's easy driving, then I'll listen to music. But if I'm, like, if I'm trying to do a parallel park or something and Bruno Mars is yelling at me.
I was going to sing, I am the one and only.
I listen to a ton of Chesney Hawks.
Problem is, no one in America knows who Chesney Hawks is, and that is probably great.
Look it up. There's probably something on the internet about him.
He is the one and only. Yeah, great song. There are so many circumstances in our lives where stress overwhelms. I was kind of trying to think about what is stress? Why do we get stressed? Why is stress important? Because if we're going to find the joy in stress, I suppose we should try and figure out what it's all about. Why is that mechanism in our brain? Why did God make us with stress buttons?
Huh. It's an interesting point. Like, are there legitimate times for stress?
And I guess there are. I mean, we talk about the fight or flight, you know, where you're in a very stressful situation. There's a bear. There's always a bear.
That's it. This is always the classic scenario. In fact, you know, there's a Viking in front of you.
There's a Viking coming for you and he's going to slit your throat. And you really need to do something about that and think quickly. You could see why stress exists. But nowadays, I guess in our lives, in a modern day life, why is stress something that is important, or is it important?
It feels like whether or not it's important, it's definitely something that's kind of omnipresent.
Right.
I think we all live in this really charged state. It's pretty hard to kind of, it's pretty hard to live in the world without finding something that's going to drive up that fight or flight. Because as soon as you open your phone, you know, you're getting bombarded with outrageous messages.
Well, yeah, you're actually, I wonder, here's something to go with. I wonder, is stress a part of, like, for example, your phone? You're trying to be something. The expectations on yourself are so high,
yeah,
that when you're not reaching those expectations, you feel this inner turmoil and stress, and you start to actually, you know, get hot-headed.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, I've just gone on Instagram and, oh, that guy has a really great body and look at me, I'm just a fat mess. And, you know, and suddenly you're stressed about that, or, you know, whatever it actually is. I wonder, is that something that we're all experiencing?
I think it is. I think we're just getting bombarded with messaging, with expectations, with the expectations that we put on ourselves, with even the belief that we're supposed to be able to do two tasks at one time. I mean, the fact that you have your phone in your hand while you're supposed to be looking after your kids, this is a new phenomenon. Like, the brain has never had to deal with this in other generations. The idea that you're trying to look into a portal into the entire universe at the same time as you're trying to just basically, like, cook something.
Yeah, totally. Here's one for you. Caffeine.
Oh,
as
gosh.
Well, like, if you want to get stressed, and this was an interesting thing we talked about a while ago, not on the podcast. We talked about how the industrial era, like, they all got very excited about caffeine and they're like, look what we can do for human beings. We can make them really effective. And in the last 100 and something years, we have done more than all of human history.
Yeah.
But that has a downside. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being able to artificially generate energy and focus seems like an amazing thing, and it probably is for productivity, but we're paying for it. And I think that's what stress is in some ways. It's like the body's saying, you've been making me do three times as much as I'm actually capable of, and I need to catch this up, and so I'm breaking right now.
Right. Yeah.
That Caffeine by Michael Pollan is the audiobook that I think we find all that information out of.
Oh, okay, right.
And it's a really, really good listen. It's only about 2 hours long as well. So that's just like for an American, that's like how far you drive to work.
And, you know, for anybody at home, that's 17 trips to work and back.
Mm-hmm. Worthwhile.
I think I would really like to lean in on trying to actually find the joy in the moment of stress. Let's say you are stressed. You're right in it. You're hot-headed. You're losing your mind. You're, you know, the F-bomb's not far away. Your head's about to explode. Whatever it is.
Fudge!
Oh, yeah. We fudge would solve most stress. That's got good fats, a sugar.
It has fats.
I said good fats. I mean, I believe butter is still good fat. So
I had a butterscotch pie today.
Oh, that's powerful.
Yeah. Been telling myself, one day you're going to have that butterscotch pie.
And
today was the day. And it was a wee bit disappointing in the base, but fantastic in the filling.
Oh, well, that's just the fudge.
It was. It suffered from, as Mary Berry would put it, soggy bottom.
Well, everybody, just taking a wee break from this podcast, we wanted to say thank you so much to all our amazing Patreon supporters. You know, without Patreon, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. If you're interested in getting behind us and supporting us, you can do that at rencollective.com/podcast. And you know, we love to give things back. We're giving free live stream tickets. You get discounted merch. You get early access to podcasts and music and all that sort of stuff.
But mostly, it's great to have you on board and part of the community. So you can find out more at rentcollective.com/podcast. Now back to the episode and the load of nonsense.
Some really useful ways I found of finding joy in the stressful moment is imagining that I am not me. I know this sounds a bit weird, yeah, but imagining I'm watching me. Like, you know that TV show Gogglebox where people watch people watching TV?
Yes, I do.
Which is really
that.
Weird. Yeah. Like, imagine you're standing looking at yourself and then you start to go, what's wrong with that fella? What's his problem? Is he? And then, you know, obviously anybody who's had kids and any husbands who have had pregnant wives, this acronym called HULT, which stands for hungry, angry, lonely, or tired.
Yep.
And you can look at yourself and go, is that guy, is he a wee bit hungry? I tell you what might fix that guy's problem is a wee cheese string. Like, if you haven't got mozzarella sticks in, and I'm not talking about deep fried ones, but just regular mozzarella sticks in your fridge, get them in. It's a good source of fat and protein, and it balances the brain chemistry so fast.
I agree.
Don't go too wild on it, though, if you're stressed all the time. No,
have one. Have one and revisit the HALT acronym and see if there's anything else.
And then angry. If you're like, why angry? Like, why am I angry? Why is that guy angry? Why is he angry, Chris?
Could it be because he's hungry or lonely or tired?
Is it because he's actually, he or she is trying to multitask, like you said? Yeah. Like, actually, I'm annoyed. My kids are stressing me out because actually I'm trying to look at Instagram. Maybe either just look at Instagram and get away from the kids or play with the kids.
I really like that idea of kind of taking a step back and having a look at the situation and trying not to be in it so much. I find that that is a really big part of stress, because quite often you're stressed about things that ultimately don't matter that much.
Okay, yeah.
You just get totally wound up. I find that one of the best ways of handling stress for me is to just remember that I'm not that important, and the tasks I do rarely are that important either.
Right, yeah.
I mean, and having a bit of a laugh about it usually does help.
Almost, and we'll come back to the lonely and tired. I think they're pretty self-explanatory, yeah. But I think almost what you're saying there is when I get stressed, try and see from a bird's eye view.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and obviously it's easier said than done. We had a bit of a stressful moment today that was some fun in our gym, and it was one of those situations where, like,
there was one guy who was completely in the right and there was one guy who was completely wrong.
There were three guys completely in the right. No, but yeah. It was a situation where you could just see the temperature rise on everyone. And then by the end of it, when we had all realized and we'd worked it through and had conversation, there were laughs.
Yeah.
There was resolve. It would be really great, and this is something that I think we could all learn to practice more, is really great to try and get to that stage earlier.
Yeah.
How do we do that, Chris? Goodness, because I have no idea.
It is a real challenge. I mean, I think one of the things about stress is that it's not always a bad indicator, is it? Because usually what it's saying is something that's happening in this moment is really important to me. And it's in some way exciting to me.
Right.
It's in some way like calling out a reaction. Like, if you're not stressed, sometimes you might not be alive.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So I wonder if a kind of a reframing sometimes of stress and seeing, is there a way I could look at this as excited rather than stressed out?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm not freaked out. I'm just excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the possibilities of good that can come out of this more than trying to look down the barrel of I'm overwhelmed and overloaded with negativity, you know, because quite often, like, for example, our job carries with it quite a lot of stress, but it's a very positive kind of stress.
Right.
Like, I enjoy being in front of lots of people and speaking, but if I go into a negative frame of mind, I'm afraid of speaking to those people.
Right.
And if I go into a positive frame of mind, it's like, whoa, 30,000 people are going to be able to hear the thing that I say to them. I'm probably going to tell them something about joy and Jesus. Like, how bad can it be?
Right. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Also, I think what you said earlier about saying I'm not that important. Is there something going to the HALT acronym on lonely? Do we get stress whenever we feel like we're carrying it on our own? When we feel like it's just us? And what would happen if we went, you know what, I'm a human being. I thought that was really good what you said. I'm not that special. I mean, of course, I've been told by society I'm the special one and everybody else isn't. But I don't think that's good advice because we are actually interconnected. We are people together. So maybe another good way, if you are feeling stressed, maybe you do feel lonely. Maybe you feel isolated. You don't have companions, or you do, but you're not allowing them to be part of it. You just feel like you're carrying it on your own. I know sometimes, you know, whenever you're in the house and you're doing things, you feel like you're always the one doing the, oh, I'm always doing the thing. Yeah. You know, like I sometimes get annoyed. I have to empty the bins. I'm always emptying the trash, you know. Then I think, yeah, but my wife does all my laundry and goodness, more or less everything else. And all I need to do is carry a bag out. I'm not on my own. And that's not a tit for tat thing. I think that's more just a realizing I'm not on my own. I am part of an infrastructure and an ecosystem, which is working together. And would that help elevate or relieve me from strong stress? Yeah.
A while ago, when I was being an excellent husband for a window of precisely 30 seconds.
That's nice.
Yeah, I know. I had a time.
Good job.
But I realized that the best thing I could say to Gabby at any moment was, I have 10 minutes. What jobs do you want me to do in these 10 minutes that are going to make your life better? And she was like, that's literally the sexiest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah, I'm sure it probably right.
But you think about that. Like, how often, I mean, how stress relieving is that idea that somebody else can actually just take on some of this and take it out of your way?
Right.
And yet we don't ask for help very well, do we?
No, I think that's probably part of the lonely thing is we're so, no, I can do it on my own, or, you know, that idea. But if you didn't have to ask that question, if Gabby was like, Chris, I need you to do this for me, and it would be so helpful. And maybe they don't ask because maybe there's times they did ask and we weren't that great at responding.
Even you saying that triggered something in me. For once in your life, could you not just get off your butt and do something?
Do something, boy.
Do something with your life, you musical poet.
The other one, tired as well. I do think that we, as modern society, and we have caffeine to blame. I think lots of things to blame. Things we drink and eat. Alcohol is another one. You drink alcohol, it's a stimulant, you know, keeps your brain, ruins your sleep. We're putting all these chemicals into our body, and then we're not really listening to our body. We're listening to our brain because our brain's buzzed. Like, we've got the caffeine and we're like, yeah. We're not getting enough sleep, Chris. And I do think that makes us, well, it makes us tired, but it knocks us out of something that we should be living in.
100%. Are you the kind of guy who monitors your sleep?
As of the last 6 months, I set an alarm on my phone to say, hey, it's bedtime.
I think that might be the solution to like the world's entire political issues. If everybody got to bed on time and yes, was fully fed, I think we would have no issues.
You know, it certainly would be a lot more reasonable about it.
Wouldn't we? Can you imagine the difference in the conversation tone if everybody was just like allowed to sleep into 11?
Oh, not too much sleep. No. Go to
no,
bed.
Actually, that's too far.
Yeah, go to bed at 10. There's something about stress that I know we're being very light about it, but it is a real thing that some people are very anxious, really struggle with things. And of course, we're going to do a whole mental health series. It's something sure, we're really passionate about. But for now, while we're talking about stress, I find a lot of the time, if I'm in a place of stress, I've also lost sight of who I am, whose I am, who's ultimately in charge. Because most of the time, I think that I'm actually ultimately in charge.
Right.
But that, the idea of trust, the idea of prayer, I feel like I lose that and I just get stuck with my head down.
Absolutely. One of the most valuable lessons that we've learned from Chick-fil-A, lesson one being that chicken at breakfast time is not a bad thing.
It is actually a good thing. It's I don't know how thing. They did it.
Yeah, they made it right. But the second thing that they've taught us is that the Sabbath is a good thing too. For anybody who doesn't know who Chick-fil-A are, they're essentially KFC, except for they take Sundays off. And yeah, I think the Sabbath is kind of almost this ultimate statement of, I don't make the world spin, so it's okay for me to take my hands off the wheel for a day, and God's going to let it go.
Yeah, I mean, that's, if God did it.
Right, even he did it.
If it's good enough, if it's good enough for the one who made us all,
yeah,
it's good enough for us. Yeah, I think that's true. And just having that place of humility within it all, of going, okay. And if you feel like faith and trust is so far away from you, if you're in that place, you're like, I just can't see a way out, I just encourage you that just take some time on your own. And just start to work through those things, start to write those things down. There's nothing more, I was about to say, there's nothing more God loves than honesty. And I think that's maybe true. Like the prophet Jeremiah is always on, he's giving off to God all the time. Like just work it through. And also community as well, you are not alone. And if you feel alone, we want to encourage you are not alone.
Yep. And if you feel like stress is really getting on top of you, don't feel like this is a spiritual problem. It's probably not. It's probably just a physiological, psychological thing. Talking to a therapist can make a giant difference. It can change your world. And we would encourage you to reach out. If you're ever thinking about it, just do it. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, exactly. And don't spend your morning, starting your morning with looking at Instagram and what you're not, and then going on and drinking four cups of coffee, and then expecting yourself to be Superman or Superwoman whenever you're just an average Joe, like certainly we are. You know, you've got all these expectations, and you're meant to be a super mom, and you're meant to have it all together, or you're meant to be the dad who's nailing everything, or you're meant to be the boyfriend. You know, whatever your situation is, don't put the pressure on you. You have to be the perfect person. You're not. It's okay. You're a real person. You're a human being, just like the rest of us.
There's an amazing John Steinbeck quote from East of Eden. He says something to the effect of, now that you're free from being perfect, you're free to actually be good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's something to that effect. I can't be looking it up.
No, this podcast is all about not being that researched.
That's exactly right. So the way we always wrap up our podcasts is by coming around to one actionable step you can take to make a difference in your life on the topic that we've discussed. So on stress, what do you think the one thing that you could practically do is, Gareth?
Well, I could give you an easy one, which is always have cheese strings in your fridge.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. I think that removing yourself from the situation, I would love everybody to give that a go. It sounds weird. But I've actually found it really helpful to be able to look at myself doing something. Actually even having a good time. Sometimes if I'm not being grateful, be the person watching me. Oh, there's Gareth. He's sitting on the floor. He's got a cup of coffee in one hand. He's playing with the kids. And his kids are having a laugh. And he seems to be having quite a good time too. You know,
yeah.
But in a stressful situation, stepping back and just going, okay, there's Gareth. He seems to be absolutely livid about something. I don't want to talk to him, but I wonder what it is. And I wonder what the real problem is. And is it something that there's a practical help to, or is it something that he needs to think about more that is maybe a deeper problem?
Absolutely. I would maybe say that my tip would be to try out meditation. Now, if you're anything like me, being from Ireland and being raised in a Christian home, I was pretty resistant to the idea of meditation because it seemed like it came with a lot of religious baggage.
Like New Agey?
Yeah, like and a hippie and all kinds of things,
right,
that a rugby playing Irish person shouldn't be. But I've since learned that apparently they were onto something. Because for me, my prayer life actually can be quite stressful as a result of saying the real things I want to say to God. It's actually not always the coziest conversation. We're not like always just sitting there basking. Sometimes I'm kind of wrestling more. And if you read the Psalms, there's nothing really wrong with that. That is what prayer is supposed to look like. But meditation is a completely different practice. And it allows us to just kind of take that little 10-minute space for yourself, maybe in the morning or maybe in the evening. But yeah, the practice of even just opening up an app, like I use Headspace, but there's all sorts of ones out there like Calm and everything. And using these apps to kind of just help you unwind, they're kind of sciencey more than they are religious at this point.
Well, I would throw out there that why would we have a problem with that if we don't have a problem with opening up our phones to complete and utter busyness?
Right.
Capitalism, you know, yeah. Materialism, comparison. We're okay with doing that. Surely we can be okay with taking 10 minutes yeah. to silence our brains.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about 98% breathing, and I think we're okay with that.
Yeah, and this is not something that is new in the Christian world.
No.
The Christians have been doing this for millennia. Whenever we look at the mystics and mm-hmm. all of the monks and all of that, it really is something that's not new.
I smell a meditation podcast coming up.
Yeah, we should definitely look into that. I'd be excited about that.
Well, thanks so much for listening to us. This is the Where's the Joy in That podcast with Chris and Gareth.
Yes, we've had a great time today. We've just gently touched on this idea of stress. We've gotten a lot of feedback that we would like more things on mental health and surviving and overcoming. This is a podcast where we look at finding the joy in whatever we are, and that's what we're passionate about. You got one life, how you gonna use it? One life, who you gonna be?
Hey friends, we just wanted to say thank you for listening to today's episode of Where's the Joy in That? This podcast is a production of Ren Collective, and it's made possible by our fantastic Patreon supporters. If you want to find all the resources and more information about this podcast and all things Ren Collective, you can become a supporter of this podcast at rencollective.com/podcast.